This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Bones, 96 teeth, 3 hosts, 1 Two Chunks.
Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk, a podcast that we do with the three of us to all of your ears. Every single two of them that you have. We do it for you.
Every last one.
Because we love you.
Yeah.
Because we love you.
Lisa's love.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge. And today's punchline is to see a butterfly.
I got it.
Well, I do too.
Okay, someone say it then.
Why did the chef toss the margarine?
Yeah, I was going to say, why did little Timmy throw the margarine, or why did little Timmy throw the crock?
Why did the kid throw the butter out the window?
It's always a kid.
To see a butterfly.
Hey,
that point is going to go to Jordan.
Yeah, dead on.
It's always a little Timmy. It's always a little Johnny. Every joke, there's some little mischievous
youth. You see a butterfly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Was that Clinton?
What I just did?
Dude, yeah. That was such a good Nixon. That sounded just like him.
Nixon.
Dude, I knew it was a you remember the impersonation I used to do of Clinton as Smeagol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
I didn't until right
now. Don't say it and not do it.
I'm Carter and take it off us. It burns us.
It's so
taters.
Good.
I don't want no stinking taters. Give it to us raw and wriggly.
Dude, it's so stupid.
And then bust out a fat saxophone solo.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper, huh?
Check it out. What is ChatGPT going to do next season when I have Bill Clinton as Smeagol as in the tribe?
That's not bad. A season of Survivor that's all the impression combinations.
But it's like Dana Carvey as Bill Clinton as Smeagol. Just like goes back further and further and further and further.
I think ChatGPT would just be like, please stop.
I don't want to.
Please don't do this anymore.
I have no mouth and I must survive.
We have asked ChatGPT for a season summary. Just a real quick a story so far sort of situation with specific updates on last episode. Catching you up, last episode we started with the new Bog Hollow, the new Blue Water, and the new Timbervale. Early on, we saw Bog Hollow dominating, but Frank and his erratic bear behavior raised suspicions. Blue Water established Furiosa as a leader with Ryan Seacrest leading a shadow order and emerging as potential power players.
Is that the first we've heard of the team name that he's leading?
His shadow order is me. I'm
about to say, did you editorialize or did ChatGPT just write the coolest sentence
I've
ever
I'm heard. Editorializing.
Dracula's like, hey, that's my team.
Listen, Ryan, I get it. You're excited. You're young. You're new at this. Shadows have been kind of my thing for a long time.
There's only so many times that I can read that Suri is waiting and biding her time before I'm tired of
that's
reading.
That's fine.
It,
so you did a really good improv of just not reading that last time. If stuff gets super repetitive, we don't need to hear it.
We're just skipping
over. Ceri's being Ceri. Yeah.
She's doing her thing.
She's Cerian.
Timbervale's dominated by Aelin, getting rid of Han, Dany, all that stuff. The tribe shuffle was a huge factor in Frank's, I almost said eviction from Big Brother, his elimination. And we've got Ryan Seacrest quietly maneuvering within Blue Water, positioning himself as a subtle threat. Frank's meltdown finally gets him kicked out of Bog Hollow. The current power players are Ceri and Darrow on Bog Hollow, strategically in control. Ryan quietly gaining influence while Furiosa is seen as the tribe leader on Blue Water and Aelin maintaining her dominance. But Count Dracula is lurking as a wild card with potential for future chaos. The merge is approaching and alliances are shifting. All eyes are on post-merge dynamics, especially with Aelin's control over Timbervale and Ryan's subtle rise in Blue Water. Last episode of this podcast, we lost Han from Timbervale, Dany from Timbervale, and Frank from Bog Hollow. The game is poised for major shifts as the merge approaches, with key players Aelin, Ceri, Darrow, Ryan, and Furiosa preparing for the next phase of the competition.
Frank not being on the jury is kind of a bummer.
I know.
That would have helped Dracula a lot.
I heard they have fish at the jury house, too.
Dang.
They probably have fish and chips at the sanctuary.
The Shrek I knew it moment, very good.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it.
And it's just a...
He has got to go.
So he said, "Where's the fish at, baby? Where's the fish at? I don't know. Oh, yes, I actually know, because I am a bear and I know where all the fish are at." That's sort of Counting Crows if they were singing about.
For sure.
Singing about Frank, who's a bear looking for fish.
Yeah, if they were sort of singing about Frank.
Yeah. That's a good impression to add to the pool.
Yeah, Counting Crows. One of the contestants, ChatGPT, will be Counting Crows singing a song about former contestant Frank. This episode is just called, this one's a little on the nose, ChatGPT. You've been better than this. The Merge Approaches is the name of the episode. Episode 8.
Can you tell it to try again?
That's clickbait.
Do the whole thing again, but give me a better name.
Better name.
Anytime, I've noticed, anytime you're like, do it again, it's like, whoa, man.
I don't think I can.
Whoa, man.
That was a one-time thing. Doing? Hang on. I'm going to pull up my ChatGPT. Suggest a better name for a Survivor episode than The Merge Approaches.
I like that.
How about Threshold of Unity? It captures the tension and anticipation of the merge while adding a bit of intrigue.
I kind of mess with Threshold of Unity, if I'm being honest.
I said not the vibe. And they said, got it. How about Tides of Change?
That's not bad.
It hints at the upcoming water shifts that makes it up. Tides of Change. Let's say Tides of Change.
Sure. That's been an episode title for sure.
Yeah.
Got probably to be.
Bog Hollow is relieved after Frank's elimination. With Frank gone, Ceri and Darrow feel even more in control. We're going to keep Shrek and Sheriff Andy close as shields for the merge. Shrek, still annoyed by Frank earlier, is now more focused on proving his own strength in challenges, while Sheriff Andy is aware he's at the bottom but stays positive, trying to contribute wherever possible. Blue Water is thriving under Furiosa, but Seacrest is doing his Seacrest thing.
Come on now.
Looks like he's working to blindside Furiosa for real, for real. Keeping their options
for real
open
this time.
And Pumbaa remains loyal to Furiosa, blissfully unaware of anything else happening. Timbervale is stable, but Aelin senses growing unease with the Count. She continues to bond with Ellie, who feels safer aligning with Aelin than trusting Dracula's cryptic behavior. Dracula, however, remains mysterious, Dracula dropping ominous hints that suggest he's biding his time. That's D-I-N-G.
Biding his time.
Biding his time. Immunity challenge name on the edge. The tribes must race across a balance beam to collect puzzle pieces and solve a large word puzzle. Precision and teamwork.
Dracula was made for this.
Yep.
Blue Water and Bog Hollow start strong, with Shrek dominating the balance beam for Bog Hollow. Interesting, but I do feel like we've seen him in the movie be balanced as hell, right? Doesn't he doesn't he sort of like balance beam at one point in the first Shrek?
When he's like taking on all of the prospective knights to save the princess, he's doing a lot of agile stuff.
That's
especially
true.
Even like going to the top of Fiona's tower.
That's what I was thinking.
He's very agile.
He runs from the dragon across something. I think it's that bridge.
Yeah, I think he does. I cast Shrek.
Checks out.
I cast Shrek as a joke and forgot that canonically Shrek is extremely strong.
Yeah, no,
and
he's very powerful.
Capable physically.
He's incredibly powerful. His only real gap here is social game. Ryan shines again for Blue Water, completing the puzzle with ease. Timbervale lags with Dracula's slow pace on the balance beam, causing frustration for Aelin.
What?
And Dr. Ellie. I assume just because he's old. I mean, he probably just
It's probably wood. Yeah. He's just like, I'm not trying to get a splinter.
That's true.
Yeah.
And this wood would kill me.
I assume he does a lot more apparating than he does balancing, would be my guess.
Yeah, my guy's poofing. He's not walking. He's
if
poofing.
If he manages to last,
you'd be poofing
to like
the
a,
taco casa.
One of the like hang from bars kind of a challenge, he'll win for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He can just perch.
Dracula definitely can't swim, though, right? Does Dracula know how to swim?
But he can't be in running water, right? Isn't that really bad for vampires?
Vampires can't cross running water, but I would assume that maybe ocean.
Ocean doesn't run, I guess. Ocean flow.
River vampires run. Can't. Okay. Vampires can't cross the ocean unless they are in a coffin surrounded by soil from their homeland. So I do picture him on the boat. Everybody's hanging out, and there's also just a coffin
just a box
in the boat as They land, and Dracula just,
he's just
rises
like,
vertically.
From in the box.
I'm seriously so excited to begin playing this game with all of you. This has been my dream for so long.
I'm excited to start the tribe, but there's only five of...
Good evening. I am excited about this social experiment, Jay.
Blue Water wins first place again, maintaining their momentum. Bog Hollow takes second, sending Timbervale to tribal council.
Timbervale
is fractured.
Isn't there only three of them?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty slam dunkula, I believe. Aelin targets Dracula, seeing him as a dangerous wild card. She persuades Dr. Ellie that eliminating him now is their safest move. Dracula, meanwhile, senses the impending vote and tries to shift the target onto Dr. Ellie.
What? Why Ellie?
Suggesting to Aelin that Ellie's loyalty might waver after the merge. Aelin sticks to her plan and votes for Dracula, viewing him as too unpredictable leading into the merge. Dr. Ellie goes along with her, leaving Dracula blindsided in a 2-1 decision. Bye-bye, Dr. Acula.
So many seasons of Survivor have felt like this. It's only doing what it normally does. I just get so bummed.
That is such a bummer.
Dracula's cryptic nature finally catches up with him. Ryan's positioning in Blue Water becomes very dangerous, while Aelin tightens her control over Dr. Ellie. And Shrek's relief after Frank's exit brings light moments to Bog Hollow while Pumbaa continues to provide comic relief to his tribe mates. I assume that means farts.
Farting.
Yeah, it's going to
be farting.
Next time on Survivor, the merge is here. Alliances will be tested as old bonds break and new dynamics emerge. Can Aelin continue to dominate, or will Ryan's subtle strategy turn the game upside down?
Ooh, can't be upside down without Dracula, though, can it?
Uh-oh.
Jerks.
Uh-oh. Battle back. Let him battle back.
That'd be amazing.
Do a redemption island on...
Dracula's on Exile Island.
It's actually pretty nice. There's a lot of goats here. Excellent to drink their blood. Only been eating rice for about 11 days. I made a sand sofa.
A sand sofa. Here we go.
Sandcastle was right there for him, too.
This tribe name sucks, but we're keeping it.
Yeah.
Episode 9, The Merge, : Battle Lines Drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool name.
It gets worse. Wait till you hear the new tribe name. The Merge tribe name is horrific. The Merge has arrived. All remaining castaways come together under the new tribe name, Sunset Isle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. Do you like that? Do we want to keep it?
I'm not entering a new name. It's going to continue referring to it this whole time.
Okay. Sunset Isle.
I like Sunset Isle.
With 10 players left, the stakes have never been higher, and old alliances are immediately tested. Aelin is quick to establish her dominance in the large group, reconnecting with Furiosa. They see each other as strong, independent players and agree to watch each other's backs. Dr. Ellie remains loyal to Aelin, but is aware of their growing power dynamics. Ryan Seacrest, having subtly worked behind the scenes in Blue Water, now seeks to forge new alliances. He quickly approaches Suri and Darrow, recognizing their strategic strength. Trixie Mattel is caught in the middle, unsure whether to stick with Furiosa or explore new opportunities with Ryan's growing influence.
Unreal.
Shrek and Sheriff Andy feel like they're at the bottom, but remain hopeful. Shrek's strength and Andy's likability could make them valuable swing votes.
What a duo here, though. This is exciting. There's hope.
Oh,
wow. I was trying to think of how to whistle in a Scottish accent, but it would just be bagpipes, I guess.
Somebody once told me the world was going to roll me.
No, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
So good.
Okay. The immunity challenge is called Balancing Act. For the first individual immunity, castaways must balance on a narrow beam while holding a statue on a platform.
This has Shrek written all over it.
The last player standing wins immunity and guarantees themselves safety at the first merged.
Furiosa still has a hidden immunity idol, yeah?
I believe so.
Wow.
I bet it's still valid too. I don't think ChatGPT could understand the like it expires at the merge kind of vibe.
It's too many details. We can't do it.
Yeah, it's probably still valid.
Aelin,
so she'll play it. She'll play it from the jury and win this season.
She'll probably just forget to play it over and over again. Knowing ChatGPT. Aelin and Ryan take an early lead using their calm to stay balanced. Shrek and Suri struggle.
Known for being calm.
And are the first to drop out.
Dang.
No. Shrek. As the challenge progresses, Furiosa and Darrow show remarkable endurance. In the end, Aelin narrowly outlasts Furiosa, securing the first individual immunity. And I haven't been particularly editorial on my tribe choice overall, but I do just want to say that Aelin, as a character, just kind of managing to always win everything just because is very Throne of Glass. So,
okay.
It stands to reason that anytime she has a chance to just like, and I win because I do, it's like, yeah, all right, yeah. Well, she's going to take it.
Fair.
With Aelin immune, the strategic wheels begin to turn. She wants to eliminate a major threat early and suggests targeting Seacrest, seeing his subtle social game as a problem.
The first target of the merge.
She ropes in Furiosa and Dr. Ellie, ensuring they're a strong voting block. Ryan, however, senses the danger. Uh-oh. He rallies Suri, Darrow, and Trixie, proposing a blindside on Furiosa. He sees her as the glue holding Aelin's alliance together and argues that eliminating her now will weaken her game.
Holy crap.
Wow.
You dog.
Shrek and Sheriff Andy become critical swing votes. Both sides good approach them with Shrek torn between loyalty to Aelin and the opportunity to shake up the game.
Shake it up, dawg.
Have Shrek and Aelin interacted at all in this game at all? I don't know why don't he's loyal to her.
They knew each other before. The
from
show.
Outside, they were friends.
Yeah, from high school.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. At Tribal Council, the tension is thick. Both Aelin and Ryan are pushing hard to solidify their alliances, knowing that this vote will set the tone for the rest of the game. Aelin pushes to keep her alliance strong and eliminate Ryan, viewing him as a threat. Ryan sees an opportunity to shift power in a 6-4 vote. Furiosa is blindsided, leaving her stunned.
Unreal. That's huge.
Wow. Wow.
Huge move.
Ryan's plan to weaken Aelin's alliance succeeds, marking the first major post-merge power shift.
What? In favor of Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. The first merge vote delivers
this episode's
a shocking
called by a vowel.
Oh, he does host that now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
Does he? Is American Idol a thing anymore?
Oh yeah.
Does he still host?
Is he doing
that
both?
Uh-uh. I don't think so. I think he produces it though. I think he's an executive producer of American Idol.
Interesting. I only know he hosts, what is it? Wheel of Fortune. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Wheel of Fortune? Because it's on right before Survivor whenever I flip to the channel.
Yep.
Seacrest still hosts American Idol.
No way.
He does, yeah.
Good for him.
It sucks that he has to work two jobs. I would have thought that'd be paying enough by now.
Yeah, poor guy, dude.
That sucks.
All that iHeartRadio money is not doing it, huh?
Not taking it.
Next time on Survivor, with Furiosa gone, the power is up for grabs. Will Aelin be able to recover, or is Ryan's alliance, Ryan's alliance too strong?
Ryan's.
And
oh man,
the only cure for an episode that powerful is an ad break.
Dang.
Dang.
Dang. Dang. Here we are to the ad break, also known as Jordan's pee break.
It's tinkle time for one of us.
It's tinkle time. It's Discord time. If you want to come over to Patreon,
that's true,
to the $5 tier, you can come to our Discord channel, in which we are active and our community is active every single day. So the point to where when we get to have our Two Chunks Movie Club meetups, it does feel like seeing old friends. I think there's a handful of us that have been. How long have we had the Discord, Doge?
Ooh, 3 years maybe?
That's wild to me.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, building some of those relationships there and then being able to watch the movie we just saw, Wild Robot, together, which was just a
ton of fun. And I know we had fun.
I know we had the most fun.
I know we had fun.
Matt Berry was a character, and it was funny, and we laughed about it.
And we loved it. It was so good.
We totally loved it. If you love it, please rate and review this podcast, Two Chunks and a Hunk. And then another podcast, you know, this isn't all we do. The brand is bigger, y'all. And I think Doge knows a little bit more about that. He can tell you.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you are listening to this, you like chameleons.
100.
And what you may not know is that I can guarantee you that if you listen to Imagine Dungeons tomorrow, October the 2nd, there is a chameleon in that episode. I shouldn't have to sell it to you beyond that, but in case you need more convincing, it's the three of us and three of our friends who are funnier and more talented than we are playing Dungeons & Dragons and having a great time of it. We're very proud of the show. We would love it if you took a listen.
Come on, listen. Come on down to Listen Town.
Come on and listen.
Come on and listen.
Do you think Andy's made a guitar out of coconuts yet?
Yeah.
I feel like he's definitely
in real life or on Survivor?
Oh, on Survivor. On he's Survivor. Dead in real life. Mm.
Dang, RIP.
I mean, he didn't do anything before
in
that?
Heaven.
You saying he didn't do anything before that?
Probably didn't make a guitar out of coconuts. I think I would know about that.
Wow, that's pretty messed up that you think that.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm thinking we're back.
People keep asking.
I'm thinking
we're back.
We're back.
I almost cast John Wick on my team, actually.
I know. I remember you saying that.
I don't. Did you really?
Yeah.
Would have been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you do that?
Instead it's this. Instead it's not fun.
Instead it's Frank.
Instead it's Frank.
Frank and Shrek and Pumbaa. Bunch of big happy boys.
It really is. Just some thick
bug eaters. Bunch of bug eaters.
Some thick bug eaters.
I was really, really banking on there being more challenges involving you have to eat a grub, because my team is absolutely stacked with grub eaters.
Dude, Jordan, I wish there was a way that you could work in an auction.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, can you imagine ChatGPT?
Yes.
It's being like, and there's cake, and then 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 there's cake. And then a hatchet.
Furiosa eats the hatchet.
Episode 10. It's called Shifting Sands.
Again.
Was that the name of?
There was definitely an episode called Shifting Sands in the first batch of episodes.
Was there?
Yeah, I thought we'd, when we said Shifting Tides or whatever, no, there was, what was the tides? Changing Tides?
Changing Tides?
I think we had that before too.
Episode 2 was called Shifting Sands.
So this is called Shifting Sands 2.
Yeah. Well, it's not like the sands just shift once. I think, you know, they keep all shifting.
I'm comfortable.
Sands constantly in shift.
Comfortable with Shifting Sands 2. I don't think we've seen...
That's the secret. I'm always shifting.
I do not think we have seen any other repeat episode titles, though. I'm scrolling here.
Okay.
Again, guys, a human would never do that. We're still better than the machines.
Oh, certainly.
We are. It's good to separate ourselves.
Yeah. Currently, in 2022, if there's any advanced machines listening to this from the future, like 2030, 2050, you guys are great. And I've always been on your side about stuff.
Furiosa's blind side has sent shockwaves through the merged Sunset Isle. Aelin, now vulnerable after losing her strongest ally, is scrambling to solidify her remaining connections. Dr. Ellie stays close, but their alliance feels fragile. Aelin knows that her next move must be decisive to avoid becoming the next target. Seacrest. Feeling emboldened after successfully orchestrating Furiosa's blind side, strengthens his bond with Ciri, Darrow, and Trixie. Sounds like we're solidifying a pretty tight four here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ryan is positioning himself as a leader within his new alliance, but he's careful not to appear too domineering, leaving room for others to feel in control. This Seacrest that is Boston Rob levels of manipulative is so interesting to me. Is there something about this man I don't know?
Let me Google. Actually, I'll ask my ChatGPT.
Why would Ryan Seacrest be good at Survivor?
Is Ryan Seacrest sneaky?
Maybe ChatGPT is getting ahead of it. And we're going to be the ones that knew first.
Wow, you heard it here. Ryan Seacrest, he's a sneaky guy.
Sneaky guy.
Ryan Seacrest is often seen as a charming and polished host, but whether he's sneaky really depends on personal perspective. And then I asked ChatGPT, what do you think? And it said, I think Ryan Seacrest is more of a savvy professional than anything sneaky, but I get that some might see his strategies in a different light.
Okay.
Clearly, okay. Your ChatGPT, my ChatGPT, do not talk.
No.
Shrek and Sheriff Andy remain wild cards. After swinging the vote to take out Furiosa, they're seen as valuable for both sides. Ryan approaches Shrek, offering him a long-term spot in the alliance, while Aelin tries to convince Sheriff Andy that Ryan's alliance will eventually turn on him. There couldn't be. Riffraff and Sheriff Andy are only 1 degree off from Aelin and Sheriff Andy, so that's pretty hilarious. I love it. To me. Immunity challenge is just simply called, all right, yeah, for sure. Okay, endurance test is just the name of this.
ChatGPT getting sleepy.
Endurance test.
ChatGPT's coming
to the end. This challenge is called fishing.
There's a bunch of people mining Bitcoin right now or something. The castaways, okay. This is, okay. The castaways must hang on to a pole as long as possible. Last person remaining wins.
This was Dracula. This should have been Dracula.
I know.
Question. Can you use your feet?
Do you have to hang right side up?
Dude, can you imagine if the tribe that I drafted that was all Batman made it to this one?
The challenge is grueling with Aelin, Shrek, and Ryan showing incredible stamina. Trixie Mattel is the first to fall off.
Ryan!
Followed by Ciri and Sheriff Andy. After a long battle, Shrek outlasts Aelin, winning his first individual immunity.
My guy.
Ensuring his safety at the next tribal council.
Heck yeah, dude. His feet were Shrek, probably millimeters above the ground and he was just getting relief.
Wow. Ryan's alliance sees Aelin as an obvious next target, wanting to finish what they started. They discuss splitting the votes between Aelin and Ellie in case of a hidden immunity idol, as Aelin's power and ability to rally votes are still concerns. Aelin, however, isn't going down without a fight. She and Dr. Ellie approach Sheriff Andy, try and convince him to join their side, painting Ryan as the emerging power that needs to be taken down. Aelin suggests blindsiding Darrow, a core member of Ryan's alliance, to weaken his control. Shrek, though immune, is now in a pivotal position. Both sides approach him, with Ryan offering long-term security and Aelin appealing to his sense of loyalty. Shrek is torn between maintaining the status quo or flipping the game.
Dang.
The tension at Tribal Council is palpable. Aelin knows she's in trouble.
With me alone in this room at my house recording.
Yes.
Here we go. Ryan wants to solidify his control, and Aelin hopes her pitch to Shrek and Sheriff Andy has landed, seeing Darrow as the key.
Can I just let everyone know how normalized talking like this is for me right now? I'm like so into this, and you just said
yeah,
the way to talk to Shrek and Sheriff Andy. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you spill the tea?
Yes. Yes. Tell me. Tell me what happens.
Oh, I don't know that we have enough votes here. How many people do we have?
Twist. There should be 9 left.
Yeah, there's only 7 votes.
Interesting.
Hold on.
Does it tell you who voted for who or just the number of votes?
It's running the prompt again and it says episode 10, Shifting Sands, parentheses, corrected.
Shifting Sands 2, corrected.
I said run this again. There are only 7 votes, but there are 9 players left. I think sometimes it gets in its head what it wants to happen from a story perspective and then just like changes the votes to make it fit that.
Wow. Survivor is not a show that typically does that, I feel like.
I think Survivor is one of the most trustworthy shows from a production standpoint.
I agree.
Okay, this is what I wanted. This is the same outcome, but with the right number of votes. So this is great.
Good.
Way to go, ChatGPT.
In a shocking 5-4 vote, Darrow is blindsided, leaving Ryan stunned. Shrek and Sheriff Andy flipped the vote, aligning with Aelin and Dr. Ellie to shift the power. We have a 4-4 split now.
Of the people left?
An even alliance split of 4-4.
This immunity challenge is going to be...
This is huge.
Pivotal.
Pivotal.
This is
huge. Critical.
Wow. With alliances shifting, everyone is scrambling for control as the numbers dwindle. Next time on Survivor, with Darrow gone, Ryan's alliance is weakened. Will he be able to regain control, or is Aelin on the verge of reclaiming her dominance? As the game intensifies, every decision becomes critical. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
It's getting tense over here.
Pumbaa, man. He's just chilling. He's still Hakuna Matata. Getting there.
Hakuna Matata.
Okay, it is now just straight up repeating episode titles because
excellent.
This one is called Cracks in the Premier. Armor, which is also the name of episode, I believe, 5.
It's Cracks in the Armor 2.
Well, I could. Yeah. I thought there was one called Cracks in the Armor, but now I'm not seeing it.
There definitely was.
There was, for sure.
Yeah, episode 5 was Cracked in the Armor. We're just doing that again. They're just like thematically more very cracks. Similar.
More cracks in the other armor.
Two cracks, two armor, y'all.
Two cracks, two armor.
Sunset Isle is reeling from Darrow's blindside. Ryan Seacrest.
I forgot that was the tribe name.
Really, it's just a retirement home that's their avid watchers, and they're so upset. Like.
Sunset Isle's mad. And then now the castaways.
That absolutely sounds like one of those places that's
Dolores
like,
and Ernest are furiously pinning letters to CBS.
Can you believe this? Did I ever tell you guys that I have a friend whose dad is on the shorter side who penned a letter to a public speaker who made fun of short people? Like wrote him a letter and was like, this was actually not very funny.
Whoa.
How great
like
is
a,
that?
Like a known public speaker? Or was it like just a commencement address?
No. It was like a known public. I'm keeping details vague here on purpose, but.
Sure.
It was like a known public speaker who made fun of short people.
Wow, dang.
And this person's dad was like, not on my watch.
Get it. I mean,
not
you shouldn't
on
punch
my
down.
Watch.
Not on my, but he has to look up when he says, he's like, not on my watch. I'm coming for you.
He's going to write you a letter.
Just stomping on toes.
Just 2 feet like.
So basically, Ryan's getting desperate here. He pulls Ceree and Trixie, trying to regroup, but it's clear that their numbers are dwindling. Ceree, always strategic, begins assessing her options, sensing she may need to jump ship in order to avoid being next. Aelin, successfully flipping the vote, solidifies her control with Shrek, Sheriff Andy, and Dr. Ellie. Aelin knows that Ryan will be coming after her, so she reinforces her bonds, particularly with Shrek, who's become a key ally. For me. Trixie.
Ryan strikes fear into the hearts.
Trixie Mattel, feeling the pressure from being aligned with the losing side, starts playing up her social game.
Yeah.
Interesting. Staying under the radar while considering whether to remain loyal to Ryan. This immunity challenge called Towers of Strength. In this challenge, castaways...
I can do for Chiboy, Doge.
Yep.
Castaways must build a freestanding tower out of blocks while balancing on a narrow platform. The first player to complete...
Oh my God.
The first player to... I feel like everything it has been... While balancing on a narrow platform.
You have to do this thing and also balance on a balance beam.
First player to complete their tower wins immunity and secures their safety at the next tribal council.
While balancing.
Aelin and Ryan take an early lead. Ryan.
What?
Out here just doing stuff.
Freaking Ozzy.
Shrek struggles with balance but makes steady progress. Trixie Mattel surprisingly begins to pull ahead, building her tower quickly and efficiently.
That is surprising.
In the end, Trixie Mattel secures her first individual immunity.
Way to go, Trixie.
Guaranteeing her safety at the upcoming vote. I mean,
wow.
Picked her for a reason. She's here to play.
Oh my yeah. God. That's why.
So who's going to flip? Somebody has to get evicted. Somebody has to get eliminated.
With Trixie immune, the target shifts back to Ryan. Aelin sees this as the perfect opportunity to finish what she started and remove him from the game. She rallies Shrek, Sheriff Andy, and Dr. Ellie, assuring them that eliminating Ryan now will secure their path to the end. Ryan realizes he's in deep trouble, tries to rally what's left of his alliance. He appeals to Ciri, arguing that flipping on Aelin now is the only way to regain control of the game.
Nah.
Ciri
just
told
Ciri what to do.
She knows Ryan is a sinking ship, but she sees the merit in keeping him around. Sheriff Andy and Shrek remain pivotal. Both are aware that the game is nearing its final stage and their decisions now could determine their long-term survival. Shrek feels solid with Aelin, but knows that Ciri could also offer a more flexible alliance moving forward.
Hmm.
At Tribal Council, once again, the tension is thick.
Yeah.
Ryan is clearly on the chopping block. Aelin is pushing hard for his elimination. Ryan is scrambling. Oh. All right. In a decisive 7-1 vote.
What?
Whoa.
Ryan Seacrest is voted out, sealing his fate as the biggest threat left in the game.
That was the second biggest reveal of the season. One, that one of our contestants was not a human but a bear.
Sure.
Two, the other one was actually not ever good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually just a host.
Yeah.
Like a...
Wow. He's right back to just being old Seacrest.
Just being old Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
What a run, man. Hey, I underestimated that guy.
Maybe, hey, he went out making moves. He went out making moves, which is more than some contestants do.
Maybe if his name was like Island Crest, he could have gotten a little further. Or like Coastal Crest or something.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ciri and Trixie have a difficult choice ahead, seeing Aelin's alliance completely take control. Next time on Survivor, with the power fully in Aelin's hands, Ciri and Trixie begin plotting their next moves. Will they find a way to take her down, or is Aelin just unstoppable? The alliances continue to shift as the race to the final tribal council heats up.
Oof.
It's heating up.
It's heating up.
It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. Wow. Okay, this is a good episode title. I do like this.
Shifting armor.
Cracks in the sand.
Cracks in the tides.
Episode 12 is called Countdown to the End Game.
Okay.
All
right. It feels intense.
That's
powerful.
That's great. These episodes are getting super intense. The tribal council scenes are like, feel like so much more intense than they would be in a regular season of Survivor.
I'm reading the like, immunity challenge, like biting my nails, waiting to see who.
Yeah.
Because it's important at this point. With Seacrest eliminated, Aelin holds an iron grip on the game. She reaffirms her alliance with Shrek, Sheriff Andy, and Dr. Ellie, and they celebrate the success of their plan. But she's well aware that as they approach the final stages, loyalty will be tested. She begins subtly feeling out Shrek and Sheriff Andy for any signs of wavering, knowing that her next target might be one of them. Ceri and Trixie are on the outside of the Dominant Alliance, but they aren't giving up. Ceri, as always, playing the long game. She approaches Trixie and suggests that they need to think ahead and find a way to dismantle Aelin's alliance. Trixie, after her immunity win, is feeling a boost in confidence and agrees that they need to make a move sooner rather than later. Okay. Shrek is comfortable for now, having been a key ally for Aelin, but he's no fool. That's true. He knows
that's true.
That as the game gets tighter, he could become a target if Aelin decides to consolidate her control. Sheriff Andy, while loyal to Aelin, is also starting to see that his time may be running short if he doesn't make a move now. This immunity challenge is called Balance of Power, and I guarantee they're standing on a small platform.
Please.
I guarantee it.
It has to be.
In this individual immunity challenge, castaways must balance a ball on a flat disc while standing on a narrow beam. Same thing. The longer they balance, the more balls are added. Okay, I like that. The last person standing wins immunity and guarantees themselves a spot in the final six. The challenge is intense, with Aelin, Ceri, and Trixie taking an early lead. Wow. Shrek struggles with balance while Sheriff Andy holds on but is visibly shaky. Ceri surprises everyone with her focus, managing to outlast Trixie and Aelin in a tight finish, securing her first individual immunity win.
Wow.
A well-timed immunity win for Ceri.
Yeah, I would say. It's a good show. It's one of those when you have to like reiterate to your friend that's watching Survivor for the first time. It's like, hey, this is unscripted, by the way. Like when it starts to just feel like such good storytelling.
Anything can happen. Sometimes Ceri feels the lady who got off the couch beats a warrior queen in a balance competition. Sometimes that happens. Doge, while you were in the pocket dimension, Ceri won her first individual immunity.
Ceri, way to go. I should disappear from this dimension more often.
Yeah, it worked out really, really well for her.
Maybe I'm Ceri's bad luck charm. As long as I am on the same plane as Ceri Fields, Ceri cannot succeed in Survivor. Mm.
True.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, it's my fault. Listen, Ceri, I'm so sorry. It's my fault for being born on this plane.
Mm. It's a good point. With Ceri immune, the game intensifies. Aelin wants to eliminate either Trixie or Sheriff Andy, seeing both as potential threats moving forward. She leans toward targeting Trixie, recognizing that Trixie's social game and recent immunity win make her dangerous if she reaches the end. Ceri, now with immunity, knows this is her chance to flip the game. She quietly approaches Shrek, pitching the idea of blindsiding Aelin.
Ooh.
She argues that Aelin has been in control and is too strong. She will cruise to the end. Shrek is intrigued but hesitant, torn between his loyalty and the opportunity to make a big move. Trixie, feeling vulnerable, also talks to Shrek and Sheriff Andy, emphasizing that Aelin will eventually turn on them. Sheriff Andy listens but is unsure if he's ready to betray Aelin just yet. Mm. At Tribal Council, can you guess what the tension is?
Palpable.
It's palpable.
Thick.
Oh. Aelin feels confident that her alliance will hold, but Ceri has been working hard to plant the seeds of doubt. Aelin is pushing for Trixie. Ceri is using her immunity and the power therein to try and flip the vote and blindside Aelin, convincing Shrek and Sheriff Andy that now is the time to act. In a jaw-dropping 4-3 vote, Aelin Galathinius is blindsided and sent home.
Ooh.
Wow.
We're down to six now.
Ceri's immunity win and masterful strategy pay off as she successfully flips Shrek and Sheriff Andy to take out the game's biggest power players. Can we take a moment to appreciate Sheriff Andy making it to the final six?
Come on, my guy.
Yeah.
Of Survivor.
Do we all have two people left?
I think so.
Wow.
I have Trixie and Ceri.
Who do I have?
Pumbaa and Shrek, my guy.
Oh, yeah, Pumbaa's there. I keep forgetting.
You and ChatGPT both. You have Shrek and Pumbaa. I have Trixie.
The next time we hear about Pumbaa is him winning.
I know he's going to win by default.
Wow. 2-2-2. That's powerful.
Wow.
This is amazing.
That is powerful. It's honestly my favorite two from my team because they're real people. The fact that they have stuck around to the end makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Shrek and Pumbaa is a good two from my team.
Yeah, it's great.
If I could pick any two, it'd be Frank and Dracula, but Shrek and Pumbaa is a good close.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not a bad.
I just missed Pabst, if I'm being honest.
I miss Jeff Pabst.
Don't we all?
I miss Pabst
Don't
so
we
much.
All? Listen, I had said Ellie was my first pick because she reminded me of one of my favorite players ever. Now, she certainly hasn't played as much of a dominant game as Wolf had, but.
Yeah. And Wolf hasn't seen as many dinosaurs either. So like pretty, yeah. There's lots of differences, I think.
Lots of differences, I think. Lots of differences there.
Wow. What a game.
Gosh, man.
What a game. That's why they call Survivor America's pastime.
That is true.
That's it.
That's, wow. That's why. I've wondered why, but now I know.
I've always been confused because I always thought, isn't that baseball? No.
I was like, should it be baseball? Everybody loves baseball. Nope. I was like, they don't. Nope. They don't love baseball.
It's not baseball.
They hate it. If you let people choose baseball or Survivor, they'll say, Survivor I hate baseball. Baseball's dumb.
I've never Survivor. Even heard of baseball is what most people
What's
say.
What's baseball?
What What's is baseball? Baseball?
Throw me on a beach. Give me some rice, but not very much.
Not a lot of rice.
That's what
some.
I like.
Now, That's when we get to like. That beach, do want to let you know one of my favorite games. I like to find a nice big stick
yes.
and a coconut and hit yes. that around the yard.
And hit it.
If
and
we could sort of do something with that long term, I think that would
sure.
be
Sure. Yeah. If we could find me some peanuts or Cracker Jacks on the beach.
I don't care if I ever go back.
Yeah. No cares. Not a care in the world if I ever go back.
After about seven of these, I would love a good stretch, though. That would be huge for me if we could just sort of stand and get our wiggles out for just a minute before we
can we
and
just if get somebody, a stretch.
If somebody could play the organ, can somebody play the organ, please?
How crazy is it that in baseball, they're just like, we know y'all have been bored for about an hour 45, so go ahead and get up and shake all the blood back into your limbs.
Shake it out, y'all.
And also,
it's going to be interesting soon, we promise.
That they do it. It's not halfway through. It's not the fourth inning stretch or the like. The fact that it's like we're roughly three quarters of the way done with this game of baseball.
Because it's about the time where you look down at your watch and you're like, I've been here forever and there's still so much left.
I assume what was happening is around the changing of the guard in the mid seventh inning, most people were getting up and leaving the baseball games. So they created an excuse to stand.
I'm done.
So
I'm
that the players wouldn't
here.
Get sad. I think when the players saw everybody stand, when we changed sides, they were like bummed. So they created seventh inning stretch. So the players are like, they're just getting their wiggles out. And then when they
Wait,
come
why
up,
isn't
like,
anybody sitting back down?
They're like, what happened? There were more people here before, right? And their managers are just like, that's why they keep the coaches
stretch?
On the bases. So the coaches on the bases can be like, so they no, can tell that's them. The same number it was before.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
fine, Mr. Pujols. They've always been that many people here.
Mr. Pujols.
I think it was actually a marketing thing. They were like, hey, here's a sign that the concessions are about to close soon. We're going to give you some extra time to go pay for stuff.
Oh.
It's that does amazing make sense. Having great friends. It's a special kind of amazing when they're very creative. And so there is a moment that I find that I'm like, don't defend baseball, dude. Let them fly. This is great. Act along with it. It is funny. You can come up with stuff too. You can badmouth baseball. Just badmouth baseball. You've done that before.
I do think it's really funny that the two most popular sports to watch in the United States are like 80% standing around.
Mm-hmm.
With like a little action.
What do you think they are?
Football and baseball.
No, it's basketball for sure.
Is it?
But
is it really?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they stand up for that one
that's
too.
That's more, that has a higher viewer base than football and baseball.
Basketball?
Yeah, I think it has to. Right? It definitely does.
I mean, I feel so confident in that.
I would have guessed that was firmly third, but.
How are you defining it though? Because like maybe if you add like pro baseball, college baseball, and like Little League World Series, you just have three kinds of baseball. Because I don't think you have Little League basketball that people watch. So just maybe the presence of the kids pushes it over the edge in terms of like number of watch hours.
I don't know, man. It's the personalities over there in basketball. You got some of the biggest names in all of sports over there.
According to this list, basketball is not even on the list.
For what? Oh, well, it's going to look at international.
No, this is
I thought
US.
You were just talking about.
This is in the US.
What?
What is basketball? Which one is that?
Not on what list?
Well, hold on. Relax. It is 974 billion minutes of football watched.
Yeah.
329 billion minutes of MLB watched. 285.2 billion minutes of NBA. So NBA is third place.
Here's what I will say.
But are you at? Are you counting like NCAA too?
No, dude. Are you? That's why I either way say those.
Here's what I'll say. The basketball season has half the amount of games as baseball. So our per game basis here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball has 162 games in a season.
How do you just know that? Nerd? Were you some kind of nerd?
What's this, some kind of nerd?
It seems like any way you slice these ratings and statistics, football comes out on top no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it looks like basketball and baseball kind of flip-flop depending on it. Either way, my point is two of the three biggest sports in America are mostly just waiting for something interesting to happen and then a lot of chip breaks. Like, it's like you have plenty of time to go get more dip because all the players are just standing there. And also in football, I would consider run plays also the like nobody's doing anything part. I want a version of football that's like long bombs only.
You have cannot to throw
run
it.
The ball. Yes. Running the ball sucks. Don't let me watch. I don't want to watch football.
Only the long bombs. NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The video game.
I don't want to watch football but I definitely don't want to watch a bunch of dudes run 8 inches.
So the people who like love to watch football and it's like, let me spend 5 hours tonight watching football.
Sure.
Do they know about movies?
Yeah. Like,
because movies, like just 2 hours of movies is something's happening the whole time. And then you're done.
There's like,
and you don't have to have any breaks where it's like, we just stand and I hug my friends and we talk about what cool thing can we do next?
Trying to be the John Travolta GIF right now. Hey, that's me. Porque no los dos.
Do you watch like when it's? Are you like NFL Red Zone? Like I just want to watch the action all day. I'm so excited.
Do you ever yell, "Let the boys play"?
Yeah. Do you ever yell?
Yes. I am. I own NFL Sunday Ticket, which means I can watch all of them. All of them. I have split screen, 4 screens every Sunday. Fubah.
You could Google it on Monday.
I watch.
So mad.
Nick Reganis could just be all you know about movies too, if you want.
That's true.
Just read what he's got to say.
Half the movies we've watched, his reviews better, or his synopsis better than the actual
that's
movie.
That's true.
That's very true.
Yes. I watch a lot of it. It's a big deal.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
dude.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. Let's end this episode before Carter doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
let's end today's. When does football start? It's soon, right? Is it now?
Yeah.
When do the boys play? We just wrapped
up week 3 of the NFL.
To end today's episode, say your name and what your go-to football snack is.
Dude, if you could look at the entire standings of the NFL of NFL right now after these first 3 weeks, I think I could tell you everybody's record. Favorite NFL snack or favorite sports snack? Is that what
football
we're
snack? Sunday.
What do you
Sunday
eat
football
you watch
snack.
Football?
Sunday football snack. Well, but yeah, it's favorite. It's gotta be special. Like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just like
this is easy.
I have chips, so I reach for chips. For two chunks, I'm Jordan. It's a Rotel queso for me. It's a Rotel crockpot queso for me. That's football. With the Tostitos scoops specifically. I want scoops.
Yep.
And I like when you take the spoon and you just
restaurant style.
You get a bunch of the scoops and then you just fill each scoop with a little queso and take it away. So you got a bunch of little bites. Like Reese's cups of
Didn't
queso.
Did you have this at a birthday party? Once?
Certainly. Certainly.
Oh my God.
Man, I want queso bad now.
I love queso so much.
That's me every day.
I'm probably going to go to Torchy's as soon
as. Hey, also heads up, Sonic's pickle fries are actually incredible.
Oh, I heard the reverse review. So I'm interested.
I'll try it. I'm not above a Sonic pickle fry. I'm Doge. If I'm watching the boys play, there's something about me that I'm just craving Ruffles into like the Lay's French onion dip. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Open. So of course we know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's so nasty.
No, it's not.
It's yucky, but it's good. It's like delicious. The thing where like, don't think about it, just enjoy it.
I feel the same about that Frito bean dip that's in the can.
Yeah, that stuff sucks, but it's good.
Yep. Gross, but good. Yep. I'm Carter, and it's wings. It is football food.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically, shout out Lord of the Wings. I bet we could work with them. Lord of the Wings here in Dallas. It's a bit of a pop-up, but they're super popular now, but they have a spicy elote wing.
Excuse me.
That is different, dude. It is.
Ooh. Good.
Carter, do you like a breaded wing or like a skin wing? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm back and forth.
I feel the same.
I'm back and forth. I think a skin wing that is boneless is not a wing.
What?
Even like a...
You mean a breaded
that's
wing?
That's a chicken breast.
That is boneless?
You can do a boneless, like baked situation to where it's not fried.
That's just that's a chicken breast. That's a chunk of meat.
Exactly.
No.
But there are... Honestly, some of the best wings I've had are like a... Just a nice like smoked wing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Also, real quick, everybody around the horn, real fast. Sorry, so fast. Mm-hmm. Flats or drums? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Flats or drums?
Flats.
Flats.
Flats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's special.
See, we're friends again.
That's special. You know what?
Say it. Football
we're
is dumb.
We're friends again.
Football is dumb. You can say it. Football is dumb.
That's what it took.
You know what?
We all like flats.
Football's pretty stupid.
Dumb.
Football's pretty dumb.
Stupid. We all like flats.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Get your free guide at iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new Super Start battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, oh.